What's up, guys? From Grabber101.com. Let's get down to business. Business, baby. Yeah. Good to be back this week, making a podcast, doing my thing. So, let's get down to it. Today, I'm going to talk about losing weight on the road. First excuse that I used to make is, can't lose weight on the road because, man, I don't have time. You always got time. The way I used to do it, how I went from 387... yes, 387 down to 305, was I started out walking in a big circle. That was it. Walking in a big circle, not jogging in a big circle, not doing a bunch of hard work, making it very simple. Walk in a trucking parking lot just before it's time to leave in a big circle. That's it. Or walk in the truck for at least 30 minutes before I get up and punch in and it's time to go for at least 30 minutes. That's it. Then I would get up the next day. I do that every day. I do that every day for about 4 days. Then the next day, I would do the same thing, except I'd throw in some squats. And I do like 126 squats. Then I have my weights with me. And I lift my weights. And I do arms, triceps, biceps, you know, all that stuff. Arms, chest, and upper back. Then I turn around and I do legs and like some more squats and plus my walking. And I did it 4 days a week, and that took me from 387 down to 305. Just a reality. Then the holiday came and I got a little too happy. Yeah, but it's funny. Somebody commented that I gained all my weight back and it made me laugh. Like, nope. No, I never gained all that weight back. I'm not going to be 387, but definitely this will not be. Next time the holiday comes, I will beat that demon. But that's how you do it. I mean, that's how I did it. You can come up with your own thing, but you just need to start doing it. And one of the biggest the problems of losing weight, the mentality, is the downers on the road, man. There's so many drivers who they've been through hell and back, and they refuse to lose weight. You meet guys who have diabetes, have lost legs, fingers, toes, still refuse to lose weight. We'll tell you. I had a guy, one guy saw me eating a salad. He made a joke, and then another guy chimed in. And as he was getting away, he's like, I done had two heart attacks, and I refused to eat that rabbit food. I'm like, damn, you committed to greasy burgers, ain't you, bruh? Like, you know, and I'm like, okay, I don't care if you die, bruh. You know, it's your life, man. But the thing is, that's dumb. You know, it's just dumb. It's just dumb. I mean, and you run into that. You're going to have, well, I remember walking around, when I walk in this big circle I used to do, I walk around the parking lot. There'd be drivers who would time to pull in front of me to block me. There'd be drivers who would literally laugh at you for exercising. You know, it's like, it's funny. It's like, you can go in there and order fried chicken and be 300 plus pounds, 387 pounds, and people won't say shit. But if you get around the parking lot, walk, do squats in the morning, try to lose weight, eat salad instead of eating that greasy shit at the truck stop, right? You get made fun of. You get belittled. I don't know why, you know, people are obsessed with trying to prevent people from making themselves better. It's just stupid, you know? But if you're going through that, and you in this struggle, like I'm in that struggle, and, you know, you out there on the road going through that struggle. I'm not on the road anymore. I'm a day cab driver at the point. So it's a little, you know, you think it'd be a little easier, but it's really a little harder because now you're around all your favorite foods, you know. But the key thing is just to keep consistent and to just do it, right? And this isn't weight loss advice as much as it is, I know how hard it is to stay motivated when so many people are into being losers. You know, I know what it's like when, you know, it's tough to believe you're going to win when people, you know, when you go, great example, when you're 387 pounds like I was, you go from 387 to 340, right? You're still 300 pounds, still look fat. You know, you go from 340 down to 305, you're still 300 pounds, you still look fat. You won't really be a different person until you get to 250, 260. right? And that's really the thing you got to arc to. You got to fight to get to. And there's not going to be any help. You know, people, even when I make videos, like when I talk about losing weight, there are tons of people who you'll see comments who will say, oh, that's horrible. Y'all don't need this shit. You know, because people think that your license is magical and that you can just be a fat, out of shape truck driver. There are a lot of laws that are coming on the horizon that they want fat truck drivers gone. Okay, there's already a fat study, you know, that they did that, you know, with fat truck drivers are gone. They're going to get rid of you. It's not worth it. It's stupid, but it's going to happen. And at some point, people are going to have to deal with that. And that means you're going to have to figure out how to lose weight in that truck. And it's imperative that you don't just sit back and be a fat fuck, because you will see dudes die in trucks. You know, I've been to many a truck stop and seen the ambulance pull up and pull a dead body out of truck. You know, it's like, it's real. You know, so every time you sit there and you're morbidly obese, you 300 pounds, 400 pounds, whatever, it ain't going to help you. You know, it's not going to help you in the long run. So, on that little note, that little comment, I will be posting weigh-ins, posting what I'm eating, all that stuff. Yep, I know a lot of you guys are going to complain. Yep, I don't give a fuck. It's my show. It's my shit. I'm gonna talk about what I want. You don't like it? Unsubscribe. You know, I'm. This is part of truck driving. Also, it's going to be technology reviews on this channel, book reviews, because I think every truck driver needs to read instead of just letting your mind rot with music. And I might add a bunch of other stuff, but definitely dieting, because I think it's the most important thing as a DOT FMCSA starts to wrap up their computer log, you know, situation with, you know, with getting at mandatory. Once that gets wrapped up, they're going to have something new to focus on. And I think it's going to be America's fat truck drivers waistlines. And I don't plan to wait for them to tell me it's time to go. You know, I prefer to leave trucking on my own terms, not with them dictating when it's time for me to go. And the worst thing that can happen if you diet and exercise is you just get in shape, right? Maybe you won't lose any weight, but what if you just get in shape? What if you can just walk up a flight of steps and not be breathing hard? You know, not sit there going, you know? So anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. You know, when I first started, just to cover how out of shape I was, and I didn't even realize I was 387, I did squats. And when I did my first squats, I couldn't get past 5. Then I had to work my way up to 10, then 20, then 30, then 40, then 50, then 60, then 70, then 80. I remember starting in my room one time, just getting up to do my squats, and I went from 1 to 70 in less than like 15, like, well, probably like 10 minutes, 1 to 70. That's how fast I had gotten at doing squats. Now I'm not that good. But anyway, you will fall off the wagon. You got to get back on. So we'll be talking about that. There'll be periodical updates. And hopefully I'll motivate other people to kick their waistline's ass. So anyway, guys, strictdriver101.com. Struggle, baby. It's real.